Bravo, darling, bravo. What can I say? It appears that your finest work only occurs when under pressure. Perhaps I should increase that pressure. How does it feel to no longer be bound by those restraints? I see your new uniform fits you like a glove. I had Tamara choose it for you, and I must say, she has exceptional taste. I hope you are making the most of your independence, albeit restricted by these walls. As I recall, you prefer to write in seclusion. Continue producing work of this quality, and I may consider allowing you to venture beyond this basement. Would you like that? Now, I realize that your perception of me may be somewhat clouded by my imperious nature. But never let it be said, I am not a woman who does not reward good results. I thought we could review some of the headlines in today's papers. Dominion Inquirer leads with "Time to go, Senator Monroe." Oh. And as for the Dominion Metro, Senator Monroe named and shamed. Oh, I really like that one. Even some of the nationals are pushing this story to their front pages. Dominion City in crisis. Monroe and Garrick face lengthy prison sentences. Trudy's staff have flooded social media with all the footage, and since then, several major TV networks and streaming services have been clamoring to be the first to produce documentaries on Senator Monroe and Commissioner Garrick's illicit association with the Braga cartel. At this moment in time, I do not know who has caused more of a stir. You or Senator Monroe? Either way, the ripples soon evolved into a social tsunami. And now nothing can stand in my way. I thought you would have been excited to see that your work is finally bearing fruit. Fabricated evidence is still evidence, darling. And no matter what you say, your work has ensured that they have minimal room to maneuver, if any. There's no way they can avoid sentencing, and that is all down to you. Your contribution has been invaluable. So much so that many of my associates have expressed an interest to meet with you. In fact, they are so keen to do so that I have decided to arrange a little get-together here on election night. Why would I let you go now? I have just started to put my plans into action, and besides, there is so much more I require from you. Excuse me. You dare to suggest negotiations? I obviously haven't made myself clear. Allow me to reiterate the situation. I do not negotiate with employees. Nor do I negotiate with those who dare to challenge me. And as you fall into both categories, I seriously recommend you put an end to these ludicrous ideas. Oh, did I hurt you? And don't worry, darling. I will, and that's a promise. Now, hands behind your back. I said, now! sit. As my plans are moving forward so rapidly, I feel it's time to add more fuel to the fire, so to speak. Strike while the iron's hot, as they say. As Commissioner Garrick is currently suspended, Deputy Commissioner Garbin is now assuming the role of commissioner. And so, I have selected the perfect candidate to replace Senator Monroe. And I have decided that you will convince the voting public to agree with me. Some may call it propaganda. However, I prefer the term friendly persuasion. You will be pleased to know that Tyra Vox accepted my proposition with great enthusiasm and has entered the race to replace Senator Monroe. Now, darling, think carefully before you speak. Tyra is highly regarded by the citizens of Dominion City. Vox Industries employs almost 85% of the city's population, and her reality show is currently the hottest show on primetime. Do I detect a problem? You would be wise to put your personal feelings to one side and focus on the task at hand. And if you produce work of the same quality, it will at the very least confirm you are coming to terms with your new position within my organization. Dismantling her opponent's reputation should not be difficult for a journalist of your capabilities. The election is in 2 weeks, so you should have all the time you need to elevate Tyra's chances. I expect a landslide victory. And you will make that happen, won't you? Say yes, Baroness Roth. I want to hear you say it! Good. Then it is settled. I want 5 separate articles by close of business tomorrow, and then a further 5 the day after. In the meantime, I have arranged a trip for you. A treat for your good work and a simple but effective way to maintain your levels of motivation. I told you I have promised Lexi and Karina that they will have time with you. And so they are going to take you out for the night. They frighten you, don't they? Almost as much as I do. I have instructed them to play nice, although that largely depends on how well you behave. So, I have brought you a gift. Something that will keep you safe, protected, and in line. Do you like it? So pretty, isn't it? Italian leather, and it goes perfectly with your uniform. Now hold still. I know, it's tight. It has to be. I haven't finished yet. Eyes on the floor. There. What do you say? Oh, this is not some kinky game, darling. On the contrary, if anything, it's for your own protection. You see, now that Senator Monroe is in police custody, I want you to reclaim something on my behalf. I wouldn't call it stealing. Consider it more akin with liberation. Lexi and Karina are going to drive you to the senator's house. They will remotely deactivate the security system And you are going to enter the premises and gather certain items for me. One of which is the Keselik Diamond. Funny of you to think you have a choice. You don't. In fact, you will enjoy the challenge. You have spent your career attempting to expose the perpetrators of crime. And now you get the unique opportunity to empathize with those you were so very keen to bring to justice. Your identity is now protected by the hood encasing your skull, and so your safety is guaranteed. As for the collar, you would be wise to pay very close attention to what I am about to tell you. The collar has numerous functions, all of which shall aid your performance in accordance to my demands. All of which are remotely controlled by myself. It comes with a standard electroshock setting and a rather delicious constriction setting. Tamara shall be streaming the event live so my associates and I can witness your performance. If you stray from my instructions, I shall activate the shock setting. And if you are foolish enough to attempt to escape, I shall not hesitate in activating the constriction setting. The collar also comes complete with a POV camera, allowing my associates and I to see through your eyes, as it were. I suggest you calm yourself, darling. Those that can adapt quickly survive, and those who refuse to accept change? Well, I am sure you can appreciate what happens to such. And as an added insurance, I have invited Saskia to watch the event with myself and my associate, one of which is Deputy Police Commissioner Corbin. At this stage, only my guards and I know who is behind the mask. However, as you know, like my mood, things can change very quickly. So I strongly recommend you do not waste time thinking. All you have to do is return the diamond to me by midnight tonight. And I can guarantee that Saskia and Deputy Commissioner Corbin have no opportunity to spend time alone with each other. Why am I doing this? Isn't it obvious? I am doing this because I can. I may have legitimized my operations. However, it doesn't mean I can't keep my hand in. After all, I still have a reputation to maintain. I told you I would reward good results, and so far, you have not failed to deliver. However, exceptional devotion, loyalty, and complete submission. Well, the rewards for such qualities far outweigh those for expected service. Now, tell me exactly what you will do for me, darling. Perfect. That's what I like to hear. Now, you have an hour before my guards collect you. I suggest you use the time to plan your work for tomorrow. In the meantime, I must get ready. My guests will be here shortly. Kiss my hand. I said, kiss my hand. Good.
Karina, minun vieraani on valmis haettavaksi. Onko Lexi valmis räjähteiden kanssa? Täydellistä. Antakaa minun rakkaalle vieraalleni kunnia aktivoida turvajärjestelmä uudelleen, kun pääsette ulos. Ja Karina, pidetään huolen, että hän tietää tasan tarkalleen, mitä hän on tehnyt. Ciao.